HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetera, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So the government has banned 59 Chinese apps. And at this point, you're probably wondering what's going on, right? Honestly, so am I. But yeah, of course, I do have some information for you guys. The actual reason for this, of course, is much more than just privacy. It's warfare in a way. It's India retaliating for the Galwan Valley debacle that happened earlier. That much is clear from reports, and in fact, IT Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad even said it on record recently. Now, I could read the whole list out to you, but I'll just go through the highlights. There's the ByteDance-owned apps, which is TikTok, Vigo Video, Hello. There are Tencent-owned apps, which is QQ Mail, QQ Music, QQ Newsfeed, and a bunch of other apps which start with QQ. There's also, of course, WeChat, which is owned by Tencent. Then there's Alibaba-owned apps like the UC Browser and UC News and other popular apps like Cam Scanner, there's the Apu's Browser and Xiaomi's Mi Community app. Now here's what we know so far. The government has taken this decision based on Section 69A of the IT Act, which is the procedure and safeguards for blocking access of information by public. This is an interim order though, and the government will give the apps a chance to come to them and make a representation. It's all a lot of legalese right now, but what we do know is that the apps started getting notifications from the government yesterday, and the government told them that a hearing will be held soon. Some of the apps are apparently considering legal recourse as well. But from what I know, based on what sources are telling me, they won't take such measures before they speak to the government. But yes, they do have the option to go to court over this. See, here's the thing. We all believe that these apps will come back once the border issues have been sorted out. TikTok has said in a statement that they'll meet the government and try to sort out issues. TikTok CEO has even sent an email to employees saying that they'll try to sort out the issues as much as possible. But now that they have banned these apps, and the government's notification when they banned the app said that they pose a threat to national security. So when they do allow these apps again, they'll have to answer that question, right? They'll have to answer how they do not pose a threat anymore. So it's going to be interesting to watch. And in fact, one of the lawyers who works with a bunch of these apps, he said that the process could take more than a month. And if you remember last time when TikTok was banned because of the Madras High Court order, it didn't take as long as some of us expected, but it could take much longer this time. Of course, how much is something we'll have to wait and find out. This is all sort of a developing situation at this point. According to Sensor Tower, which is an app analytics firm, these apps made up for 5% of all installs in India in Q2 2020 so far. And that is a huge number. But the anti-China sentiments in India have hurt them in the sense that their overall install counts went down by 21%. So these apps accounted for 420 million downloads in the first quarter of the year, whereas in the second quarter, they got 330 million downloads. So yes, the anti-China sentiments have affected them. And, you know, in a way, this is not the first time that somebody has come up against a Chinese app and said that it might pose a threat to national security. So yes, there is some reason to why the government can do this. But the entire point right now is that while these apps are banned and people do believe that they will come back, it will be a while before they come back and we'll all have to find alternatives. So Indian apps have benefited from this. So Roposo told me that within 12 hours of the ban, they got 10 million new users and they were growing at 6 lakh users per hour on Tuesday. ShareChat said they got 15 million new users in the 36 hours after the ban and they were also growing at a very high rate. So yes, users will come to Indian apps, users are going to Instagram as well, and a lot is going to happen. So we will be talking about this much more over the coming few episodes.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.